Hello, welcome to the Hypnosis Academy. Today we are talking about forgiveness. And once again, this is brought to you from Ginter. This is inspired by Ginter, who asked this question and asked me to talk about it. So I'll tell you all about it on the other side. Before we talk about forgiveness, we need to talk about the process of loss, as I understand it. And I think there are lots and lots of different theories about loss. But the way that I understand the process of loss is this. It is a process of steps. And these steps cannot be avoided. Every step must be stepped through to be able to get to the other end of loss. Everything that happens to us in life is a loss process. And I'm talking about everything that happens to us, that hurts us, that causes us problems. It's always the loss process. Everything is the loss process. Every client that comes to you with a problem is going through loss in some way or another and going through the loss process. So what is the loss process? It's very simplistic. First stage, denial. Now, denial is the, I can't believe this. This can't have happened. This cannot have happened. This is impossible. Yeah, that's that one. It's very short-lived. Some people do get stuck there. Can't have happened, can't happened, can't happened, can't happened. Okay, but typically, and by the way, all of these steps can be steps that we get stuck in. So in denial, I mean, we've heard this, you know, people standing in denial. Yeah, the river in Egypt. Denial. The next one, once the denial's gone, and you go, oh, shit, it has happened, is anger and depression. Anger and depression, this is the one that people mostly get stuck in. And I'm going to explain why they get stuck in anger and depression. Anger and depression, I'm really angry about this, I'm really sad about this. I'm sad that it happened. I'm angry that it happened. I'm angry and I'm sad. Okay? The sadness drains all of the energy away from you. So people who are sad, depressed, they don't do much at all. They just sit there wallowing in it. And anger, well, there's an energy to anger, but it tends to make you behave in bad ways. And you take it out on other people and you behave not very nicely. Okay? So that's that stage. The next stage is acceptance, or should we say forgiveness stroke acceptance. So that's where you say, well, it happened, what can I do about it? I have to let this go. Yeah, and you forgive it, or you forgive them. Okay, once you've forgiven it, then you accept it. Once you accept it, then you forgive it. It's kind of the go hand in hand. So once you reach that stage of acceptance, forgiveness, then you're free of the problem. You move out of sadness and anger. Now you're free. And when you're free, when you're clear-headed, when you can think logically, that's when you move to the final step. And the final step is learning. What have I learned from this? What has this taught me? Okay? The most important step, in my view, because it's the end. It's the end of the process. Then you go back to living your normal life, but as a more intelligent person, as a more a wiser person. Okay? So this is the process. Now, why do people get stuck in anger and sadness? Because they enjoy it? No. Nobody enjoys being angry and sad. They get stuck there because they're not able to forgive and to accept it. And you'll hear people saying, I'll never accept this. I will never be able to forgive them for this. I will never be able to forgive myself for this. I will never accept this. And therefore, they are condemned to stay in anger and sadness. So what's our job? Our job as therapists is to help the person get to forgiveness And how do we do that? Well, we have to be the very best lawyers in the world. We have to sell it to them. You see, forgiveness is the most misunderstood part of the process. Forgiveness has been sold badly to us. And we believe that forgiveness, most people believe that forgiveness is a certain thing when it's not that at all. So what I'm going to give you are the ideas behind forgiveness that I would like you to start selling to your client. And I mean that. You've got to sell this to them. You've got to tell them, totally congruent, you've got to sell this to them. You've got to show them that this is the right way. This is a better way to think. Right. So first misconception about forgiveness is that forgiveness is saying it's okay. Yeah. First misconception. Forgiveness has nothing to do with saying it's okay. Right. What happened was not okay. And these are the words that I use. What happened was not okay. What happened was not acceptable. However, that's not what forgiveness is saying. Forgiveness is saying this. Even though what you did was unacceptable, even though what happened was totally unacceptable, I am choosing to forgive it because I am choosing to be free of it. Okay? So, forgiveness is setting yourself free. That's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is taking off the shackles, the chains that are holding you in sadness and depression and anger, and setting yourself free. That's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not saying it was okay. Oh, don't worry about it. No, no, no. So that's the first part of forgiveness. And you have to convince your client that when they forgive, they are not saying it was okay. They are saying, I am choosing to be free of this. And I often tell the story of a woman who was in court whose son had been killed by a man, just in cold blood. And when the man was sentenced, the woman stood up and said, I need to say some things to you. And she said, I am forgiving you now. I am forgiving you for what you've done. And then she qualified it. She said, because I am not willing, I've lost my son, and I am not willing to carry you on my back all of my life. Okay? And that is what happens when we don't forgive. We carry the person on our back. Yeah. Other thing, concept about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not going to free the person from what they've done. You have no power over that person in terms of setting them free. It is not our given right to be able to forgive people of their sins. That's not our job. Okay? Our job is to forgive them so that we might be free. However, the person has to live with what they've done. The person has to respond to what they've done. And sometimes, if I believe the person is religious or has a belief structure, I say the person has to answer to God about what they've done. You cannot forgive the act for them. You can only forgive it for yourself. Okay? So that's also another important concept for the person to understand, that they are not setting the person free. They are not. Trust me. People who do bad things are rotten inside. People who do bad things can't live with themselves. They hate themselves. No matter what they say on the outside. Doing bad things is its own punishment. And you see, because you can forgive the person, you were setting yourself free. But many people can't forgive themselves for what they've done, and they remain prisoners in their own world. But you're free. And that's what forgiveness is all about, is setting yourself free so then you can go on and you can learn from that. Because you see, until you learn from what happened to you, then you can't start applying it in your life. You can't start protecting yourself in your life. And if you're stuck in sadness and depression and anger, you're not learning. And so the same things can happen to you again. The same damage can be done to you again. That's why it's very important to get to the learning. Forgive, accept, and learn. And that's what makes you a wise person. And so that's what we need to say to our clients. And then the last thing is, when the person is forgiving, and for example, the chair therapy is all about that. When the person is forgiving, I say to them this: forgiveness isn't words. You will need to use words, but forgiveness isn't words. Forgiveness is a feeling, it's an emotion. It comes from within you, and it comes with great emotion. Because as you're doing it, you're feeling that you're setting yourself free. So, because this is not forgiveness. I forgive you so I can be free. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is like this. I am forgiving you. I forgive you. And I let this go. You hear it. You can feel it when somebody's forgiving properly. Some people have no problem at all, but some people have a lot of problems. So what happens if the person can't forgive? What do you do? Don't force them. You've already planted the seed in their mind. They understand what forgiveness is. They're just not ready. So let them. But come back to it. Come back to it and help them to forgive, because you're not helping the person they're forgiving. You are helping them to become wiser people. And my advice to you is to look at your life and look at where you're holding resentment, where you're holding anger, sadness about something. And calm yourself down and go into a quiet place and forgive that person. Or forgive that event and let it go so that you can learn. I hope that helps, and I love you all. I'll speak to you all soon. Bye-bye. And thank you, Ginter, for suggesting that.